And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen. Oh, and I still see Joseph. His head sort of peeked through the window. Yes, and so it's so amazing. He's smiling. You've never seen us do this behind the glass, right, Joseph? How are we doing? Oh, don't get too close to Kathleen. Eric will, you know.
He might get jealous.
He won't like that, despite the fact he wants two more Kathleens.
Well, if I could get three more, then Joseph could have one.
Oh, really? Which one would it be? The original or the others?
Not an original.
Oh, you'll keep the original. I agree with you. That would be, well, what if you get five more? My hand
no, Dave,
is up.
You can't have one.
Oh, okay. All right, that's not going to work. All right.
The house would be really clean, though, if I had five.
Wow, that.
Well, you know, that's one thing that my brother used to say was that he wanted to have you know, one wife to take care of the house, one to take care of the kids, one to take care of him.
Okay, shame.
One to go out and work and earn money, and he just had his whole life planned with all these women that would provide everything he needed. It's called egocentrism.
Oh, excellent.
It's called harem.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
it's
we're gonna
all about.
But now she's telling me if I have more Kathleens, there's going to be way more dogs.
Oh.
Oh, that's true. Right. That's true. But there'd be more Kathleens to take care of them and clean up after
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you would love it.
But then perfect. The problem would be is that they might all start falling in love with each other. Because who's more perfect for Kathleen than Kathleen?
Well, that sounds weird. That would be something else. That'd be called
a
party.
I'd like to see that.
Okay. Anyway, joining us right now, we're really honored to have... to have such an amazing talent, American actress, singer, and songwriter, Rosalind Kine, on the phone with us. Rosalind?
Dave, it's Dave Isaac, and the name is Rosalind.
I know.
I told him that so many times, but the thing is, we just saw a play, and the main character's name was Rose.
Rose.
It was just Rose, and so he has the O sound in his mind, keep reminding him Rosalind, but you know what?
Okay.
That's okay. We knew you could take it.
I knew it.
Just think of Rosalind Long Island.
Yeah, that's
exactly
right.
Exactly the same way.
It's such an honor to have you here. I've heard your music. You have a beautiful voice, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Are you in Phoenix? Am I calling Phoenix or Scottsdale?
You are calling Phoenix. We're live here on 1480.
Oh, wow.
We're going to be at the Sedona Film Festival all week, actually, so we hope to meet you up there. I know we're going to watch your performance. And
oh, great.
And when is that, by the way? When are you
tomorrow
performing?
Tomorrow night,
right.
At 6 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center.
And then she's actually going to be going and performing in my stomping grounds in San Diego.
Excellent.
No, when is San Diego? I haven't heard about that.
Wait!
I'm going to be in Los Angeles at the Catalina Jazz Club.
I thought I saw something that you were going to San Diego.
We're not having a good start here.
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. Maybe it was LA.
Call, let me know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. Wow.
Okay.
Now I got to tell you, for our listeners, you sound a lot singing and talking like Barbra Streisand. Do you happen to know her?
Kind of. Well, yeah. We have an acquaintanceship.
I know. You're the half-sister of Barbra Streisand.
But you know something? I hate that term half, Dave. Just
to
get that off the top.
That's off.
I know we have different fathers, but in the Jewish religion, when you come from the same womb, which is the case here,
that's
you're
right.
Whole.
That, yeah, I agree. And it's so nice. I saw you sing a duet with your sister, Barbra, and you guys sound so, so good together.
Oh, I know. I love it. It was a great thing for me because I waited years to do a duet with her in public. We did it as kids.
Yeah.
She taught me how to harmonize when I was a kid, but we never sang in public together. That was like a big thing. A lot of the fans were like thrilled by that they saw us together.
Oh, it was fantastic. I saw it on YouTube. In fact, people can go and see that. Now, what's impressive is that right out of high school, at least from what I discovered, is that you were on the Ed Sullivan Show a month or two after high school?
No, the story is that I actually signed an RCA recording deal while I was still in high school in my senior year. And the day of my graduation in June, I graduated to Pomp and Circumstance at 9 a.m. And at 12 noon, I was at Studio B RCA starting to record my first album.
Wow.
And then a year later, February 9th, 1969, I did Ed Sullivan.
That is fantastic. Let me ask you, and I really don't know the answer to this, but it's fascinating to me. is that did you get into show business before your sister Barbara? Or
no, honey, I'm the baby of the family.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
such a baby anymore, but I still no. have the baby in my family.
Yeah, but it just seems so impressive at such a young age that you had such exposure, especially Ed Sullivan. Everyone knew about that show.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it had also, it put me in the limelight right away. I did a few break-in jobs in Connecticut and stuff, but that was really a limelight thing, which in those days, you really, most people traveled all around and played inconspicuous places to break in. I was right away catapulted into the limelight, which I wasn't really looking for. I wasn't looking to be known as my sister's sister. I wanted to be out there on my own at first, and
which
then let everybody discover it,
And your voice, you sound so similar. You both have such top quality voices and great personalities.
You.
You know what? What's also interesting to me, as I was doing a little research, of course, you're James Brolin's sister-in-law.
Yeah, my sister is Mrs. James Brolin. She's Barbara Brolin.
Yeah, and Josh Brolin's step aunt. You don't like the word step. Okay. James.
I don't like step, and I'm Jason Gould's aunt.
Yeah, I know. It which is, of course, Elliot Gould's going to be at
I
the
know.
Sedona. Are you going to be able to see him when you're there?
I am. I'm staying for the whole festival.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, so I wanted to stay for Elle.
That is so cool. When I first read that, I go, let's see, how does this work? I thought it was a puzzle here, but it's actually pretty logical.
He's my nephew's dad.
Yeah, exactly.
We're still very much like family. So,
that is so cool. And Elliot Gould's been an amazing actor through his career.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is, and of course, you've been, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I love him. And I have great fondness in our past history when my sister and he first met, and sweet relationship I've always had with him.
That is so nice. And of course, you were on Saturday Night Live as well.
That's right. And he introduced me. And now, ladies and gentlemen, my son Jason's Aunt Rosie.
Wow. See, he didn't say Aunt Rosie.
No, he said Rosie.
I know, just kidding.
Just don't let Dave introduce you anywhere, because
exactly.
You never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, Rosalind. I guess it's really hard when you have a sibling or another family member, or you come from a very talented family, and obviously there's a lot of talent that you're connected to, but you are extremely talented on your own. And one of the differences, I know he keeps talking about how your voice sounds so much like Barbara and everything like that, but Barbara Streisand, I always get a feeling of separation from her. I watch her, I see her. And even if I were to be interviewing her, I would be interviewing her. But there's a connection immediately with you. You are so friendly. You're so approachable. And I'm not saying that she's not approachable, but you know what I'm saying? Your personality just comes across like everybody wants to be your best friend.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you. I enjoy the connection with my audience, my fans. I when I'm on stage, but still, it's the stage persona, but it's still me. But when I'm not working, I have a schmata on my head cleaning my own house. I go to the market. I'm just a regular person. I don't have any, I'm a little different level than my sister, too. But I think it's just our personas are a little bit different. And but she's incredible. She's incredible, I love her. I love my sister. I love my whole family. I don't like to separate. I love my brother. I love my sister. I love my nephew. I love my great nephew, my great niece. I love family. So I'm family oriented.
So let me ask you, what are family get-togethers like? Is it, do you do a lot of, does anyone get the mic out and start singing?
No. Even when I go to other people's parties, like some of the people like to do a piano thing, I don't do that.
No.
And my sister doesn't do that either, really. But other people love to get up to the piano and sing. I don't. My work and what I do for a living and what I want to share with the world is on stage, and I hope to God that I pray that I am a positive example of universality, acceptance, and love, because this world so needs
No question.
So need to bring up the vibration. And that's what I love about Sedona. And I've been coming here since 1987 when I first climbed Bell Rock.
Oh, did
you
really?
On the Harmonic Convergence in August. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You climbed Bell Rock. That is incredible. Yeah. And, you know, someone else.
I have to admit to you, though, that if the sun was out and I saw where I was going, I never would have gotten up there. Because Taka coming down. Oy.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
No doubt about it. And I love what you just said, the message of, basically healing, love, and really creating a path. Another example for what's, not great examples right now in our culture. Yeah. There's someone else that's going to be at the Sedona Film Festival, and I suspect you're going to know him. He was on MASH with Elliot Gould as Mike Farrell.
Yes, but I don't think Mike was in the movie. He was on the television version.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Absolutely. Elliot, yeah. But he has a great message, too. I mean, he's trying to heal the planet, and we had him on, I think it was last week, and great guy. You're going to be, do you know Mike?
I don't. Now that you're telling me this about him, I look forward to meeting him. Very much. I love him. Because we need the light, the workers of the light, to bring the goodness back into the world. There's so much negativity, so much dark. You know, people are like not, they're angry and they're sad and they're, it's just, time to uplift the world.
And short-term thinking, it's all about greed rather than long-term healing.
Yes, exactly. What we have become as a global universe is, it makes me cry inside. It makes me cry inside,
That's hard for me to imagine, though, because you are so upbeat and so full of life and love and verve that, you've got your comedic timing and your comedic sense as well that just comes across. But I just, I think that you are one of those people that just makes a difference in people's lives.
I hope so.
And sometimes,
I hope so.
And after you had that kind of self-imposed hiatus, are you still planning now on getting back out there more with your shows?
This is a new show that I debuted in my hometown in New York in 2014. We've only played in a few places. We're booking tours, and I looked forward very much when I met with Patrick in October because my friend lives here and I come to visit him often, and we go to the Stupa, and I do the Labyrinth, and I've had my aura. I mean, I never want to go back to L.A. when I'm here.
Isn't Sedona awesome for that?
I do not want to leave my apartment when I go home because I don't want to lose the serenity and the centering that I've gained when I'm here.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Yeah.
And I just love Sedona. So he always said to me, you have to come to the festival. You have to do that. We've been trying to meet with them. And then in October, we had lunch with Patrick. And that's when this all came to fruition.
Wow. Well,
and Patrick, talk about a force to be reckoned with, right?
Yeah, he's a sweetie pie.
Oh, he is fantastic. And I will tell you, this is one of the best film festivals. The way it's run and the people it draws, I think you're going to have a blast. And once you're you got to go every year. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, that's why I'm so happy I'm getting to stay here.
You're going to love it. And again, I think you said tomorrow night you'll be performing in Sedona.
Tomorrow night in Sedona.
Yep.
At the Performing Arts Center, 6:00. So whoever's out there, come on up.
Well, we will be there, and we're going to keep promoting it because everyone needs to hear and witness such a great talent like you are. And we so much appreciate you. And Roslyn.
So
Roslyn.
Yes, and she is full of kindness, too.
You are, it's a perfect name for you because you're right. Yeah, I could sense it. And we'll hopefully we can meet out there. We'll be there all week.
Please. I think there's also something happening after the concert also or whatever.
Oh, there probably is,
VIPs and stuff, whatever. So, yes, please make sure, if I don't I won't recognize you, but you'll recognize me.
Yeah. I'll have a rose in my hand.
Don't you mean a rose?
A rose, yes.
Oh, he only wishes he'd have a rose in his hand.
Well, that's true, too, actually. But
you are, my goodness,
you're
talk
sweet.
About gorgeous and beautiful inside and out. And we are so excited to see your new show.
Yes.
Heard wonderful things, and you can count us among your fans for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you. And you can count me as family.
Oh,
even
excellent.
Better.
I can't wait for
now,
Thanksgiving.
Wait a minute. How did you know we were Jewish?
Yes.
I didn't. I was Dave Isaac.
Yeah. Yep.
You know that in seventh and eighth grade, I had a math and science teacher. His name was Mr. Isaacs.
Oh.
And Mr. Isaacs, I was like, you know, I used to mark the math papers because there was a point in my life where I thought I was going to be a math teacher. Mm. But then I felt, no, that's not really, because I always spent my time alone singing and acting things out.
Oh, wow.
And creating dances. So that was what I was never going to be. But I was always his, like, teacher's pet. And years later, when I performed in Florida, and you know how New York people, a lot of them, they come here, but they also go to Florida. Mm-hmm. He retired there with his wife. My mother tried, when he was my teacher, and my sister had him too. When he was my teacher, my mother was a school secretary, and she would try to match him up with a woman, you know, to get him married. But it didn't work. But finally, when I met him in Florida, he was married. I met his wife.
Oh, wow.
And he came to my concerts all the time.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're not a math teacher, because you create joy and light in everyone's life. And
thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you. And Rosalind, kind, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes. Mañana.
Yes, mañana por la noche.
Meet me at the stupa.
And we'll be there for Thanksgiving. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, there's a quote that I saw from you on, I think it's the Huffington Post, where you said, everything is a lesson in life. You come, mm-hmm. you grow, and then you come to a new place in life where suddenly everything changes and you're on a new path in a way,
yes.
with a new beginning, new things happening.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can't say it better myself, and just beautiful.
Yes.
Aw, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye.
Rosalind Kane. Man.
She's one of those. Isn't it true? You just want to, you feel like you know her. You feel
like
she's your best friend right off the top.
Wow.
I love that approachability.
She sounds like her sister too, Barbara Streisand.
Well, when she, especially, when the Brooklyn accent comes out.
I'd love to see them make a movie together. That'd be, whatever they
made. Well, I wish I had seen them in concert together.
Yeah.
That would have been fun to see that interplay.
That was 2012. Maybe they'll do it again.
You never know.
Yeah.
But you know what it did was it opened up people, because they hadn't seen her for so long.
Right.
And now they're seeing Rosalind again and they're like, hey, you need to get back out there solo again.
And I said to myself, it's Rosalind, don't say Rose. And you're right. I was thinking.
Of course. Because you can't say don't. It's like if I tell you right now, don't think about a polar bear sitting in an iceberg,
thinking
you're thinking about a polar bear and an iceberg. Yeah.